This morning, we're going to read, and we're going to get right into God's Word. So we're going to ask you to stand again for the reading of God's Word. We're going to turn to Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse here. Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse. We'll get right into this morning. Excited about this series. I don't know about you all. You guys love this series that's going on. It's great. I really love what God is showing, what He's doing in people's lives and changing them for eternity. And the souls that have been saved, that's very, very encouraging. But here in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, it says this. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you blessed us with once again. We ask you, Lord, to bless every soul here this morning, whether they be lost or saved, that we could, Lord, make the decisions that would get us closer to you, that your Holy Spirit would enter into our hearts and our minds, Lord Father, and move us in a mighty way this morning, that it's up to us to make the choice to choose life this morning, Father. We understand the strict judgment upon our life of rightly dividing your word, and we accept that responsibility. We ask all these blessings in favor in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. You may be seated. So last week, Pastor Grant, he was preaching in the book of Deuteronomy how God instructed the Israelites here, and he instructed them. It was pretty simple. Here's what it boiled down to: blessings or curses. Last week was about blessings and was about curses, and basically it was your choice. Your choice. Do you want to follow a path that will lead you to blessings, or do you want to follow a path that where you ultimately have curses all of your life? And that choice is completely up to you. Now, you know as well as I do, choosing the path of God, it doesn't mean a bed of roses. We understand that. But we do know that it is the best choice to make, because ultimately in the end, you're going to be rewarded for it. You're going to be rewarded for it. So last week, he was talking to the Israelites here and told them, you make the choice. This week, we are going to be talking about path A, the ancient path, and the current trend. So write that down in your book. Ancient path and current trend. And we're excited about this morning because, I love this series because it's like this. It's not a guessing game. It really isn't. It's black and white. I mean, path A, path B. There's really not a lot to think about. And I believe that's why we've seen a great movement on God's people, because it's so, that's simple. That's simple. I had a professor that always said, kiss them. And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, stupid. And then sometimes I just think that it is better simplistic to say, here it is, path A, path B, and it is totally your choice. But the word said here, it talked about a crossroad, okay? And we're all faced with crossroads. In my life, I was faced with many crossroads. A crossroad that ultimately, I wasn't from a very wealthy family. I lived a very poor life. When we were young, I remember there was boards kind of like this, but you could actually see the earth underneath the house, where that was our living room floor. I mean, you could see that. We didn't have running water in our house, and Mama would always tell me, she said, now son, when you go to bed, make sure you don't get out of your bed. And I'd be like, why? And she said, I didn't want the rats to carry you off. When you think about a mouse trap, it's about like this wide and about that long. Man, the rat trap is huge, dude. I mean, it's big. And when she said, don't get out of the bed, oh, I did not get out of the bed of a nighttime. I don't know if that was a trick just to keep me in the bed, or were the rats going to carry me off. So I didn't come from a very wealthy family at all. And you know, that was a crossroad in my life. Another crossroad I had to face is I come from a broken home. Okay, when I was about 5, 6 years old, my parents decide they need to split ways. And that was a crossroad in my life that I had to endure. Another one, I was invited to church by a lost man. Someone didn't even know Jesus. But he said, man, there's a cool church up here that you need to try out. And I'm like, okay, I tried it out, and now here I am. So it was weird that a lost man invited me to church, and then after I got in church, he was my best friend, and he ended up getting saved. And I was like, man, that's amazing. He invited me to church, and then he ended up getting saved after that. It looks like it worked the other way, but it didn't. But that was a crossroad. Do I go to church or do I not go to church? Another one, I went out on a blind date. One blind date. I went out on one blind date, and I was leery. I've heard of blind dates, bad experience. That's a crossroad in my life. But glory be to God, 14 years later, I'm still married to my beautiful wife, Michelle, and I'm thankful for that. So it worked out great. I was at a crossroad. Blind date, do I go? Do I not? I'm glad I went. I'm glad I went. I'm glad God placed us together. So ultimately, I had to, another crossroad. Do I get married or do I not? You know, it's a decision in your life that you have to make that a lot of us will face throughout our life. Here's another one. So when we got married, I had a business, and I had to choose to move away. It was another crossroad. I made really good money mowing grass. Really good money mowing grass, but I was like, I'll throw it away because, God, I know this is the direction you want me to go. We moved to northern Indiana in Fort Wayne. It's really cold up there. The wind blows all the time, and I'm glad there's nothing like Kentucky. I love Kentucky, okay? I love Kentucky because we've got some hills that kind of blocks the wind every once in a while, okay? So I like Kentucky. So that was a crossroad in my life. And then try going back to college as an old man. About 30 years old, I decided to go back to college. My wife said, do it. You've always wanted to do it. And I'm thankful it was a crossroad. I did that. But I was a lot wiser when I went back to college because I knew where all the smart people was because that's the groups that I got in, okay? When you're thinking of small groups, get into groups where people that are very intelligent, okay? That's a wise choice. That's a wise choice. Another decision I had to make, do I want to be a dad or not? Okay, those are crossroads that most of us will face in our life. Do I be a parent or not? And then another one, this is a big one. Do I become a public school teacher? Public ed school teacher. And God bless your heart, school teachers, this morning. I love you with all my heart. I did it for 3 or 4 years, and that was enough. That was enough, okay? Literally, I got cussed out more than I got praised. And that's just the way it was. I did. And we'll get into the reason why here later, why it wasn't because I was a bad dude. They just liked to tell me off, okay? I guess I got that personality. And another one, ultimately, the crossroad I had to face is, do I, you know, go into full-time ministry or not? I'd been a preacher since I was 23, and all these things happened in my life. I was still trying to do what God wanted me to do, but it was a crossroad. Do I do this? Do I not? And I'm thankful for our crossroads in life. Here's other people that had crossroads. Moses at the Red Sea. Okay, Noah when he had to build a boat when it never had rain before, okay, as a crossroad. Do I sleep with lions or not? Daniel had a crossroad. Okay, do I go and sleep with lions? That's a crossroad. And here's another. Do I jump in a furnace and dance around and watch the other? Yeah, do I do that? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's a crossroad the individuals in the Bible, that they had in their life. But here's what it says in Jeremiah here. It says this. It says, stand at the crossroad and look. Okay? It said, stand at the crossroad and look. And there's a reason that he said, stand and look, okay? There is a very good reason why Jeremiah said, stand and look. Because I'm a very busy person, okay? I like to move. I like to use my hands. I don't ever know how I sleep, okay? Because I always, if I was in school nowadays, they would diagnose me with something. Whether it be ADD, ADHD, so I'm a hyper individual, and it's hard to control sometimes. It really is. But, there's a reason that God, he instructs us many times in his word to stand still. You remember the scripture said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. There's a reason for that, because when you stand and still, you're able to focus on what's in front of you a little bit better than when you're moving around. I say, when you're standing still, it allows you to be able to focus a little bit better. So when someone tells me to stand still, there's times that I stand still, but guess what happens, Adam? My mouth, pow, 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 pow. I stand still. Sometimes when he says stand still, it doesn't say stand still and run your mouth. Stand still and listen. Listen. Because the very wise person told me one time, sometimes it's better to listen than to speak. There's a lot of wisdom in that. There is, and I believe that's what Jeremiah was telling the children here. There's a stand still. You're at a crossroad, okay? Quit making decisions. They go, this is the best way to go. This is the best way to go. And running around like a lunatic. And just sometimes just stand still and look. Because when we begin to move and run our mouth and just continue to move and move and move and move, sometimes we get lost in life. We get lost in life, and then when are we going to, we come to that crossroad, we get lost in life. The best place is just to stand still, seek the wisdom of God and make the decision in the path that he tells you to go. But if you're moving it around, it's very, very, very hard to do that. When is it going to come a point in your life where you say, I'm tired of living in the wilderness? I'm tired of the continual path that I'm doing of constantly, it just struggle after struggle, and I'm just down and depressed all the time. And when is it, you know, sometimes, when are you finally going to listen to what God is saying? Here's what Jeremiah said also. He says, ask for the ancient path. Ooh, I love this. Ask for the ancient path. Now, I've been a part of many churches, and a lot of you here have been a part of many churches before you ever come to Living Water. And I can remember being a young lad and mommy taking me to church when we went, okay? And then over the years, I remember being part of churches. I've pastored and been an associate pastor at several other churches. And I can remember, and there's always that individual in there that says, preacher, we need to get back to the old path. You ever heard that person? We need to get back to the old path. Whatever church that I've been a part of, someone has said we need to get back to the old path, but they've yet to tell me what the old path is, because when I think of old path, I'm thinking, well, we need to get rid of the cushioned chairs, we need to get rid of the air conditioner, we need to raise to put some windows in this place, get the stained glass. But when I think of old path, I'm thinking, is that the, but nobody would ever define it for me. So that's what I thought the old path was, get back to the old path. But it was weird, because every church that we said we got back to OPEC, got back to OPEC, get back to OPEC, get back to, and I'm like, when does it ever stop? Get back with the OPEC. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And here's, let me explain what I'm talking about. The ancient path, the old path. I believe this is what they were trying to get across, but they weren't verbalizing it very much, because they talked about an old path, and I'm like, is that like the Wizard of Oz? Where's the great one? I didn't understand what they're talking about, but the ancient path is ultimately, when you think about this, the ancient path, the old path, is the path that will lead individuals to Jesus. When I think about the old way, and I think about we need to get back to the old path, the ancient way, that responsibility upon us of leading others to Christ. Because the ancient path, that's it, that is the ancient path. You can find Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. I see Jesus throughout the whole Bible. In every scenario, I see Jesus painted. It's painted in the Word of God. And that's an amazing thing. It's painted into the Word of God here. So the old path, I believe, is getting back to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with people. Not tradition. We've got some traditions here, but we can do away with those. As long as we're pointing people, every church has traditions, and that's not a bad thing. Just don't let the traditions overcome leading people to Jesus Christ. Don't allow your tradition to overshadow what we're ultimately, the ultimate goal of us being here, and it's the video that we showed in January, the why. Of understanding the why we do the things that we do. It's about getting people to the altar of repentance where they can admit, believe, and confess that Jesus Christ is their Lord, and getting them to the water that they can express it to the world that, hey, I've been saved and I'm on my way to heaven. That's ultimate. That's our goal. Everything that we do here at Living Water Church, that is the ultimate goal. If it don't point people to Jesus, get rid of it. Get rid of it. It needs to be pointing people to Jesus. And the reason I say that, you know, Jesus, I talk about Jesus so much, I've tried him out. In times in my life when I've went through very difficult times in my life, I went to Jesus because he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. He said he'd always be there with me all the way, even to the end of time. And you know, and even when I'm dying, I'm still going to rely on Jesus, because he said, I'll come back in the clouds of glory, and he'll get us bright, and he'll take us home. And I'm looking forward to that day, but I have tried Jesus out. And if you've not tried Jesus out this morning, try him out. You're at a crossroad. Every individual that's in here this morning is at a crossroad. There is different things that you are facing that no one else is, that you are at a crossroad, okay? Is it path A? Do I go the ancient path, or do I go the current trend? And you know what the amazing thing about this? Here's a good statement. You might want to write this down. Everyone knows everything, and no one knows anything. Everyone knows everything, man. We've got social media where everybody's got the world's problems solved. Everything's solved. I can go to Google. They've got it all solved. The gospel of Google. You know, everyone knows everything, but they know, and none of us know anything. When we get focused on the current trend, the scripture here, Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14 says this. It says, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few. Path A. Narrow gate. Path B, wide gate. This one is much harder to travel, the narrow gate. And there's few that find that. Said there's few that find that. That's what the Word of God tells us. The few is find that. This one right here, everybody in the world's doing it. Everybody in the world's doing it. Current trend, the wide gate, yeah, go and do what you want, live what you want, be how you want, act like you want, decide what you're going to be one day and just be that. If you want to be a dog, be a dog. You know? That's a wide gate, everybody's doing it, everybody's doing it. It's kind of like that, everybody's doing it, come on, everybody's doing it. You know, that's the narrow gate and the wide gate. Here's another one right here, here's one. Okay, the ancient path. Honor the father and the mother. Here's the current trend. Disrespect authority. Disrespect authority. You know, the Bible teaches me to honor my father and my mother. No matter what they've done to me, no matter what they've said to me. But that's what the Bible teaches me, is that what ultimately, we live in a society that the current trend says, I'm going to disrespect everybody. I'll do what I want to do. That's why I said 4 years of teaching. That's why I got talked the way that I got talked, because they do not, people are teaching our children that you don't have to respect anyone. You do what you want to do. They can't do nothing to you. What are they going to do to you? Disrespect authority. And ultimately, someone that disrespects authority, how are you ever going to get to know God? Because God is the ultimate authority over us. And the only way to get to Him is through Jesus Christ, which is the Son of God, which is the ultimate authority over our life. So you're going to have to respect authority at some point in your life if you want to go to heaven. You're going to have to respect it. So don't be one of those students that say, I got it all figured out. I'll do what I want to. Honor thy father and thy mother. Here's one. Do not commit, you can probably fill that in, adultery. Here's the current trend. Current trend is cheat. Live together. Path A, path B, ancient path, current trend. Okay, God says right here, do not commit adultery. Society says, do what you want to do. If you don't like your wife one day, don't like your husband one day, surely there's somebody out there that'll like you. Go do what you want to do. Cheat, live a life. You'll love it. It'll be great. And here's what I like. I advise you, if you are unmarried, don't live with the individual before you get married, okay? Don't do it. Because I'm going to tell you, in 6 months, you ain't going to like that person. You're going to hit the road, okay? Make sure it's of God. Make sure it's of God, okay? So this, it's commitment. We have to commit, okay? Don't cheat and live together. Don't do that. That's the wrong way. It's a broken way. You may find some pleasure in due season, but guess what? Ultimately, it's a road of happiness and unhappiness and destruction, okay? Unhappiness and it. Here's one. No other gods. So it's not supposed to have any other gods before you. Here's the current trend. Many gods. Yeah, we'll have a God here, God there, and God everywhere. I have a God of Nike, a God of social media. I'm a God. There's gods everywhere. God, 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 God everywhere. No, there's only one true God. And he sent his only begotten son. And when his son freely gave his life for you and I, guess what? He said, I'll send you a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, to be here with us. With the, guess what? Three in one. I love it. It's perfect math. Three in one. Three in one. So the ancient past is no other gods. The current trend says there's many gods. Many gods. Okay, here's next one. Jesus, only way is the ancient path. Current trend, many ways. Surely Jesus, God created this big old world. Surely Jesus isn't the only way to get to heaven. Isn't the only way to get to heaven? Well, the ancient path tells me, the Word of God tells me that Jesus is the only way to get to heaven. But the current trend will tell you there's many ways. There's many ways. There's many ways. Only through the blood of Jesus will you ever be able to get to heaven. That is the only way. The only way. Here's a good one. Modest apparel. Here's a good one. Modest apparel. Skinny jeans and leggings. Modest apparel. The Word of God tells us that we ought to all dress in modest apparel. Okay? The current trend is wear skinny jeans, you guys. And you women, you wear your leggings all you want. Wear your leggings. If you come to church, if you walk out of your house and you look at yourself and you think, man, I'm going to strike a pose today and somebody's going to notice me. You are not wearing modest apparel. You are not wearing modest apparel. I'm just telling you that it's not modest apparel. They make leggings with long shirts, okay? Skinny jeans. Look, skinny jeans, like every pair of pants I got, skinny jeans. Maybe hint, hint, diet, Pastor John, diet. I wear a long shirt. I don't want people to see. Cover it up. Let me give you this visual. You got to know who the Big Show is? Pastor, I think of Pastor BJ dressing like the Big Show and coming up on stage. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see that, Pastor BJ. Modest apparel, please. Modest apparel. Make sure it's pointing people to Jesus, okay? Not pointing people to you. Not pointing people to you. And our last one here. God's Word. This is a good one. Articles. So the ancient path is God's Word. We've got it right here. God's Word. That's the ancient path. God's Word. If you find yourself engulfed in reading more articles than you do God's Word, you are headed down the wrong path. I think there's more articles out there. Now, don't get me wrong. I read articles. I read, and they have a lot of good things to say. But I'll tell you what, I think these articles sometimes are leading us down a very dangerous, slippy slope because it's contradicting what God's Word says. And if it's contradicting what God's Word says, you need to burn it and throw it out. You need to get rid of it. People's Magazine is not where you need to get the information about God. Okay, the current trend is that right there. That is the current trend is let's read more articles and let's get away from God's Word. If you want to know anything about Jesus and you want to know anything about yourself, right here is the perfect map that will tell you everything about yourself. And guess what? It'll tell you things about yourself that you don't even want to know about yourself. Don't want to even know about yourself. Read more of God's Word and less articles. So the current trend is this right here. The current trend says, they believe everyone goes to heaven. The current trend, everyone goes to heaven. They don't believe in a God, and if there is a God, he's not surely going to send us to hell. He's surely not going to send us to hell for his God. The current trend is to listen to your own voice. Listen to your own voice. Another current trend is walk in your own way. You make your own destiny. Do what you want to do. And another one, the current trend is to protest everything. I protest that crispy bacon that we have at Living Water Church. Protest everything. People are protesting everything. Wake up, America. Protest, 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 protest. If you truly want to protest something, make sure it's going to have an impact in someone's life that will change their life for eternity. Protest something like that that is ultimately going to change someone's life. Someone's life can be changed this morning here in an altar of prayer if they admit, believe, and confess that Jesus is their Lord. Protest that. Talk about that. That's really what's going to happen if you want ultimate change. I was told during first service, you're a little long-winded, Pastor John. Well, maybe I am. But I'm going to preach. If God tells us to preach, preach. I'm going to preach it. I'm not going to stop because someone, all of us, are at crossroads here this morning. And we have to understand where we are on this path. There's the ancient path. There's the old way right there. And that's just a few. I could have preached on every Ten Commandments if I wanted to. I could have preached on all 10 of them. Okay? Or we can go with the current trend. Do what everybody wants to do. Live free. Be what you want. No, because you ultimately, we all need authority over our life. There's a reason that we have parents. Children don't make very good and wise decisions. Because guess what? My daughter would be eating ice cream for every meal if she was had her choice. Okay? Eating ice cream for every meal, you got to think about the decisions that you're making in your life, the current trend, or do I do the ancient path? These things, and then guess what? He said it's a narrow gate. There's few that will follow that narrow path. There's few that will say, I accept the authority of God and I'll do what God tells me to do. These plus many, many, many more. Or you can say, listen, I'll be on the current trend. I'll go down the wide gate. I'll disrespect authority. I'll cheat and live together however I want to. I have many gods, many ways. I'll wear what I want to wear. And guess what? I'll read every article out there. You can do that if you want to. It's your choice. But every individual here is at a crossroad. Let me show you something. There's two types of people. Now, I want him to play. You keep on playing, brother. You keep on playing. There's two types of people. Item A, a rock. Two types of people. Living water. And I'm not talking about this church. I'm talking the one that flowed from Jesus, this living water. And watch this. When I pour it on a rock, it just run off of it. Sponge. Praise be to God. Soak it up, people. Soak it up. You're standing here this morning at a crossroad. Okay, I said there's two types of people. These hard-headed people and these people that'll soak it up. Have you ever met a hard-headed Christian? I look at one every morning. No, I'm not talking about my wife. I look at one every morning. Hard-headed. Get hard-headed. this morning, are you going to be a rock or are you going to be a sponge? Are you going to let it just roll right off you? Say, this doesn't mean anything to me. This doesn't mean it. He's not preaching at me. No, you're all at a crossroads. And your crossroads may be this. Do I smoke it? Do I drink it? Do I click on it? Do I selfie it? Do I look at it? Do I watch it? Do I repent? Do I admit, believe, and confess? Because these are all crossroads that every individual are facing. You have a choice to make this morning. I don't know where you stand, but I'll tell you, as one of the pastors here at Living Water Church, I do not want to leave this place if you are lost and on your way to hell and if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and guess what? As one of the pastors here, I do not want to leave this morning think that one of the members that are here is at a crossroad where they can't make a decision, where the answers are right here. Don't leave God's house without coming to an altar. And you're all at a crossroad. It may be with your job, with your spouse, with your kids, with your work, at school. You're at a crossroad this morning. Listen to this. This is wise right here. Think about this. What you don't stop, what you don't put a stop to, what you don't put a stop to will eventually put a stop to you. Drugs, eventually put a stop to you. Alcohol, eventually put a stop to you. Pornography, eventually put a stop to you. These things will eventually put a stop to you. What kind of choice are you going to make this morning? What are you going to do this morning? You're at a crossroads. You're at a crossroads. We all are at a crossroads. Kind of makes me want to sing that song. Meet me at the crossroad, crossroad, crossroad. You guys know Little Bone Thugs and Harmony. You guys know what I'm talking about. You've heard of something. We're all at a crossroad. Every individual on the face of this earth is facing a crossroad. And you're going to have to say, okay, am I going to stop, look, and see and ask what's going on? God, which direction do I need to go? Because I think some of us are walking way too much in the wrong direction and doing too much of this. Well, we forget to just say, stop. I'm going to stop, God. I've gone too far. I talked to an individual this morning. She said, I can't handle it anymore. I said, sis, you're not going to be able to handle it. But it says, bear ye one another's burdens. And we're here to bear the burdens of everybody that's here. And as a church, if we'll bear one another's burdens, lives will be changed. God is doing unprecedented things that we've never seen in the life of this church ever. And it's because of people like you are making decisions and saying, we're at a crossroad and it's time to get back to the old path, the ancient path, where God has all authority over me, where God will do everything that in my life that I needed to do. It may not be the easy way, but it is the best way. But why is that? Because one of these days, I'm going to shut my eyes. You're going to shut your eyes. You're going to take your last breath. And my friend, I'll guarantee you, if you've traveled the ancient path, you'll be shouting glory when Jesus comes back. Whether he comes back while you're alive or you're dead, you'll be shouting glory. So you're at a crossroad this morning. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for the ancient path that you have set before us, and thank you for your word that teaches us about this path. God, every individual that's here this morning, the ones that are running sounds, the ones that are playing in the praise band, every individual that's sitting in the congregation this morning, the ones that are serving breakfast, our teachers, every individual that's here this morning is at a crossroad in their life. And God, we're asking that your Holy Spirit would come down upon us this morning and help us at the crossroads that we're at. That we can come to an altar of repentance and ask for forgiveness for whatever we've done wrong in our life and show us the direction that we need to go. Because, Lord, there's somebody here that needs you this morning, and I'm determined with everything in me to pray down upon them that you would just come into their life that they can understand that the ancient path is the better path, and that's the one that we ought to choose. We thank you for your son Jesus and for him giving his life for us, that we would have the opportunity in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, to be able to feel your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand, respond, be what God wants you to do. Path A, path B, ancient path, current trend. It's your choice. It's up to you. Respond.